pot of hot water. We scalded ours and put black pepper in over it and hung it up. We would get good strings and we would hang it up on sticks up high, and we'd put smoke. We smoked with hickory wood. We make the smoke fire down on the ground, and we'd smoke that meat about 3 weeks. We'd smoke it till it got nice and brown. Mm-hmm. And we usually let it hang then, but some would take it down and put it in a box and put shucks in this box and cover it over with shucks and cover it. Some people would keep their meat like that, but we always left ours hanging in the smokehouse. Mm-hmm. And when we take a notion for meat, we went and cut a piece off to be cooked that day.
But if it was been smoked like that, then it'd never go bad?
No, actually, if it's kept or we hang it up, as long as we let it stay in salt, it never did go bad after we hung it up. And if it was warm, we'd have to fix the smoke, keep the flies away from it till it dried. Mm-hmm. And after it got dry, the flies wouldn't bother it. It was hard, the flies wouldn't bother.
What other animals did you have on your farm besides hogs and cows?
We had goats one time. A lot of people had sheep, but we never owned sheep. Uh-huh. But we did have goats. And a lot of people liked goat meat and would kill a goat, but they'd eat the goat while it was fresh. We didn't try to dry and keep it any length of time. We'd mm-hmm. kill a goat, and they were small, and different ones would take part of it, and mm-hmm. we just would eat the goat.
I heard once that if you wanted to kill a goat, you had to know pretty much what you were doing, because if you got the goat stirred up...
The meat wouldn't be good. I've heard that, too. I've heard that, too, but I never had any dealings with goat meat enough to know that. But my husband, he really was knew how to kill goats and for the meat to be good. Uh-huh. But when you're not around anything, you just don't know it yourself. Uh-huh.
Did you have any animals that you'd ride?
My little boy, he really rode the goat.
Really?
Yes, he rode the goat. And my husband used to ride cows, you know, if he'd go off, my boy, when he went out, my brother, when he'd go off and hunt the calf, to bring it home so mm-hmm. he could keep it on the inside. Well, he'd get that calf and he'd jump on his back and ride it to the house, and he taught it to ride. Hmm. And I usually went with him, but I never did ride. I always had to do the walking, but let him do the riding. He was younger than me. But that was our job, looking the calf up the next morning to drive it to put it in the pen so we could turn the cow out. Uh-huh.
What other animals did you have? Do you have horses?
We had horses to plow to make our crop. Uh-huh. Horses and mules. Uh-huh. We usually kept about two up to the last, just before we got a tractor, we had four because we had men on the place and we had to have more mules and horses. Uh-huh.
When you had two of these mules working together, what did you call that?
A pair of mules.
Okay. Uh-huh. What about, where did you keep the horses?
We kept them in the lot, except when we turned them in the pasture of a day, but we always put our horses in the lot and put them in the, what we call stalls, and give them corn that night. Uh-huh. We did that the year around.
This lot was a thing around the barn?
Yes, that was had a fence around the mm-hmm. barn. And of course, our feed was in the barn, and it was right close to where we fed the mules mm-hmm. and the horses.
Did